Construction Workers International Union, Brother Joe Hansen. Joe! Brothers and sisters, I'm honored and I'm proud to stand with my UFCW brothers and sisters who are fighting the good fight, fighting to preserve affordable health care, dignity on the job, and decent wages. I want to thank Attorney General Bill Lockyer. Bill is not only for what he's done for the UFCW, but Bill fights for working families in California every day, and we will not forget that. But there's some special thanks and some special people that need to be recognized today. Real, true American heroes. 70,000 UFCW members that were at stake. We're on strike 17 weeks. 17 weeks we're on strike, and we're as strong in February as we were in October. Yeah. There's a couple reasons for that. We know our cause is just. But on top of that, we have 7 outstanding local union leaders that have been in the forefront of this fight. It is my pleasure to introduce them to you right now. Great leaders, great trade unionists, and all of them real fighters. Rick DeCaza, Local 770, Los Angeles. Greg Conger, Local 324, Orange County. Mike Strader, Local 1442, Santa Monica. Mickey Kasparian, Local 135, San Diego. Connie Leva, Local 1428, Pomona. George Hartwell, Local 1036, Alabama. And last but certainly not least, Bill Lathrop, Local 1167, Inland Mansion. I thank all the members, I thank the leaders, but I also want to thank the labor community in Southern California for the great support. It has been absolutely tremendous. And there's one, I hate to name them all, and I won't make that mistake, but I have to give special recognition to the Teamsters who have supported our strike, cheered our pay. And they share our pain, and they've been with us. And I will thank them, and we all thank them. Brothers and sisters, this is a tough fight. But Steve Bird and his company is finding out that the UFCW is a tough union. We didn't ask for this fight. Steve Bird struck us. But we're going to continue this fight till we get a fair and just settlement, and do we get our affordable health care. And we're not alone in California. You will hear from Linda Chavez Thompson in a minute. But the AFL-CIO has been giving us tremendous support in California and all across the United States. We are mobilizing in San Francisco, in Portland, in Seattle, in Denver, in Philadelphia, in Washington, in Baltimore, and wherever Steve Bird is, so are we. any bird might have a strategy, but we got a better strategy, and justice is on our side. And it's not just the labor community. We're getting support from community leaders, from leaders in faith, and they all are supporting us because they know we're fighting for justice, not just for the UFCW workers and not just for workers in California, but we're fighting for affordable health care all across the United States. It's a just fight, and we will continue. Together, we will hold the line on health care. Now, here's what you can do, and we ask for your help. First of all, nobody shops at Safeway. We tell all our friends, we tell all our families, nobody shops at Safeway. We spread the word. We talk about it in church. Nobody shops at Safeway. And we aren't going to stop until our workers, our members, are treated with dignity and respect and get a contract that they can go back to work with that's fair. We also need your contributions and the support from across the country, and not only from across the country. We've got support from Canada. We have got checks from trade unions in Japan, from trade unions in Ireland, trade union in Belgium, trade union in Denmark, trade union in Germany, and we will get more, but we need more, because our fight takes money. And brothers and sisters, send money to the UFCW Hardship Fund. Send money to the AFL-CIO. Hold the line on health care. This is a fight about basic values, that if you work hard, you have the right to decent wages, decent health care, and dignity on the job. And we're going to fight to the end till we get there. Thank you very much.